The Onondaga County Health Department wants to bring awareness about how air quality in apartment buildings may become compromised during the cold winter months when tenants smoke indoors. It's estimated that up to 65% of the air in multi-unit housing is being distributed through shared ventilation and heating systems. Tobacco-free CNY coordinator Karen Johnson. Tobacco-free CNY coordinator Karen Johnson says the cold weather tends to bring smokers indoors.
Maybe they usually go outside to smoke, but now they're trying to stay in because it's colder outside. And we're just trying to remind them the risks of secondhand smoke continue. Even though it's cold outside, you're still affecting your family members and the other people in your building if you're smoking indoors.
She's encouraging smokers to take things outside. If smoke is bothersome to individuals where they're living inside, Johnson says it's important to document the times it's happening in order to report it to a landlord.
And have a conversation with the landlord to see if other arrangements can be made or if there's things that the landlord would consider implementing, because they do have a right, if it's affecting their health, to do something about that.
Sometimes there are defined no smoking policies for tenants and dedicated smoking areas outside, and they can help landlords to develop policies. Johnson says e-cig users might not think twice about what effect it has on others when vaping indoors. She says the liquids contain chemicals and there are still a lot of unknowns about the overall health risks. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.